woods and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, as a part of the Michigan Talk Network. Very happy to have you on here, and thanks to our friends at Conquest Sense. ConquestSense.com is where you can find them. A direct link on our website on the very front page for all the things that Conquest Sense put together, the VS1, the Evercalm, and their new products. There are nine new products coming for 2019. You can see all of them via their website, and we'll be testing them, putting pictures up on our website and on our Facebook page as we go throughout the course of the year. And it's all made right here in Michigan, as well as some of the other great products we use here. We want you to know firsthand what we're using and why we're using them. And again, all the info on Conquest Sense is on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Now, I'm going to jump into things because this is Outdoor-rama weekend down at the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi. We've sent some folks off to see the show. We're going to be heading down there ourselves. Not sure if it's going to be Saturday or Sunday, one of those 2 days. We will be down there, and we'll be looking for you, so make sure you look for us. If you happen to see us, please let us know that you, if you listen to the show or the podcast or whatever it is you do, we'd love to talk to you. But my good friend Joel Pytek out of Harsons Island, Michigan, one of like the three people I know from Harsons Island.
Hi, Duran.
Joel, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing excellent.
Aside from my buddy Justin Diebel, his wife Karen, you are the only person I know from Harsons Island.
It's not a big community, I can tell you that.
It's really not. I mean, but it's such a cool place, man, because there are deer on the island. It's a fishery, Lake St. Clair fishery, that is just incredible. I mean, Huron on that side, and you have got everything. You've got musky fishing, smallmouth bass, duck hunting, and you do it all with Fishheads Charters.
That's correct. You know, growing up on a place, you talk about Harrison's Island, it's very unique to Michigan. It's very unique to the Midwest, actually, because you're talking about the St. Clair Flats area, which is comprised of both Michigan area and also Canadian area, because we share that border. And it's one of the largest freshwater deltas in the Midwest. And because of that, that great water that comes through Lake Huron and down into the St. Clair River and then dumps into the numerous islands that are around there in a multitude of channel arteries, it pumps a lot of fresh water, a lot of clean water all throughout that area, and vitalizes a lot of wildlife and fisheries throughout that area. So it's very, very prominent for Audubon, for mammals like deer. A lot of trapping takes place. So there's a big history, heritage around that whole Harsons Island, St. Clair Flats area that goes way, way back to a lot of the pioneer days, actually, even the fur traders and so forth. And it still continues today.
Joel Pytek is our guest here. Fishheads, Sport Fishing Charters, FISHHEADZ.com. And we'll have a link on our website for that so you can hook up with Joel yourself, no pun intended. But, let's get a little history on how you and I met. We met a number of years ago at one of the Hiawatha triathlons, sports triathlons, which was golf, shooting, and archery. And we met on the golf course, and it was just a wild thing all the way around, man. And I got to have a good friend out of it, and now that brings you here to the show. Talk about musky fishing on St. Clair, because we don't talk a lot about it, but it is by far probably the best place in the state, if not the country, for freshwater, for musky fishing.
That's correct. So, you know, back when I had first started musky fishing, as I was 8 years old, being 48 right now, it was very difficult to catch a musky. And in fact, if the guy had a bite, it was highly talked about back at the dock. So they generally said you got about 50 hours of trolling time, fishing time, to even try and get a bite if you landed a fish back then. But as, you know, conservation practices started to better, our water quality got better, the species itself started to grow and actually bloom to where we're at today with one of the highest densities of muskie in an area as large as we are in the Midwest, if not the country. So it's been just a tremendous fishery. And now we're seeing fish that are breaking the 40-pound class mark, which is just incredible. There was a fish that was just caught last year that was over 57 inches, and that's wow. The lake record now. So just incredible.
Now, that 60-inch, the 60-inch muskie is like the Holy Grail. I mean, more inches, and that's the monster.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that, you know, when you talk about inches, you know, that increment might as well be a foot. You know, for instance, in one tournament that we fished muskie fishing, we were a quarter inch away, but like I said, you might as well be a foot because that adds a lot of length onto it, but then also, too, the weight, right?
Absolutely. Joel Pytek is our guest here. Fish Heads Charters, fishheads.com is where you can find him. And Joel, this fishery with muskie, are you trolling? Are you casting? Are you doing a little bit of both?
So, you know, I always say versatile, and it's because I like to try different avenues to catch fish, right, to produce. So for me and the clients that I have, it's a wide variety of customers that I cater to. So I'll jig for them, say in the rivers, in the St. Clair rivers and the connecting channels, but also to the Detroit River, a great, great fishery for muskie jigging. I use a lot of John Bondi, a guy from Canada. I use a lot of his jigging baits, and they work really, really well during that jigging bite. But then also, too, we cast in the open water on the channels, and then we troll, too. I mean, let's face it, when you have a 10-rod spread out and you're covering, you know, multiple square miles through the course of a day, you can cover some ground and you can put some more fish on the boat. So that's been really good. The fishery, incredible at this point in time. But sometimes it fluctuates, Duran. You know, there's one thing that we're susceptible to on Lake St. Clair, and that's called a VHS virus. You know, if we get a virus that hits the lake, man, look out, because it won't be detrimental to where it wipes out a fish population, but it can reduce the numbers significantly.
Absolutely. Captain Joel Pytek from Fish Heads Sport Fishing Charters. Speaking on the viral hemorrhagic septicemia, way easier to say VHS, but yeah, it's where, I mean, the fish pretty much, bleed out from the inside. And it can be very, very detrimental to a population.
It can, you know, and I guess when I meant that, I meant it's not going to, I haven't seen it wipe out a population of fish, nor is the DNR. I'm on the advisory committee for Lake St. Clair and Lake Erie, so I sit in on a lot of meetings, studies, and so forth. And, you know, they don't really know what causes it. They have some ideas that it could be brought in from, you know, non-native bait fish and so forth. But, you know, it reduces some of our populations of our game fish species, but because the fishery is so resilient, I think over time you generally see that starts to level out. And it could be one of those things, right? Like we talk a lot about Mother Nature controlling the population by itself, right? And we see that in a lot of situations.
Absolutely. Captain Joel Pytek is joining us here. Fish Heads Sport Fishing Charters, fishheads.com. Now, he's going to be at Outdoorama this weekend. You'll be doing a seminar, but your seminar we'll talk about in a minute. You'll be set up at a booth, correct?
Correct. Yep. Okay. I'll be in booth 5401, and that will be my Fish Heads booth. And, you know, I have two other captains that work for me, Captain Aaron Schmansky and Captain Cody Gordon. And collectively, we'd like to talk fishing stories and catch up with our regular customers, new friends on social media and so forth. And then also, too, it gives me a good opportunity to talk about some of my great topics that I enjoy, and in this case, it's waterfowl hunting.
All right, man. Well, we're going to talk more with Captain Joel Pytek next in just a couple minutes. Joel, hang on. We'll talk to you, and you can catch it all on our website, wildmichiganradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Hey, up in the backwoods, down in the holler. Old boy's feeling like a dog on a collar. Keeping that chain pulled tight. Waiting on Saturday night.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the world via the website. WildMichiganRadio.com. Appreciate you joining us here on our affiliate stations or on our podcast, which we do each and every week. We'd love to have you on as a part of that. Be listening. It's absolutely free download, and it's all being brought to you by our friends at Conquest Sense. Find them, ConquestSense.com. Fish Heads Sport Fishing Charters is my good friend Joel Pytek, Captain Joel Pytek here. And I laugh because there used to be a song back in the 80s, Joel, called Fish Heads by Barnes and Barnes, which a lot of people will not remember, but by God, look it up. It'll be 3 minutes of your life you're never going to get back. But this is fishheads.com, fishheads with a Z.com. And it kind of really lends itself to Joel and his personality. It's there, but it's kind of a tick off a plum, and that's why we're such good friends. See, yep. And that's what makes this so much fun to talk to you. Harson's Island is where he grew up, around Lake St. Clair and all the Lake Huron and the St. Clair River and all those great bodies of water. And it's more than just musky fishing with you, Joel. You are doing walleye trips. You're doing smallmouth, which is another. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, about what a fishery St. Clair is for smallmouth and perch.
Correct. Yeah, I'm very lucky to have experienced all that I have around our area here, because it's multifaceted, right? Multi-species, and anytime that you can go out for a number of different game species in one day, like say for instance, what I do is I offer a trip. It's called the Triple Crown, and muskie, walleye, and smallmouth all in one day on Lake St. Clair out of the same boat. Now that's an action-packed day, I can tell you what.
Oh, dude, seriously?
Yeah. And how many places can you actually go out there and capitalize on that kind of fishery?
I don't know of any other charter that offers that, to be honest with you. That's pretty interesting. If you want to find out more about that particular type of charter, Captain Joel will be at the Outdoorama this weekend, and you can stop by and see him at the Fish Heads booth. I mean, again, we know what kind of fishery that place is, but Here's a part which you'll be talking about at the at your seminars at Outdoorama this weekend, is the duck hunting. Man, that is a great diver duck area, and puddle ducks too. I'm assuming you get all kinds of species of ducks out there.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we're not exactly, Michigan isn't exactly in one of the flyways. We kind of catch the Central Flyway and we catch the Atlantic Flyway. But however, because of the Great Lakes and the way that it channels the water through and agricultural areas throughout the Thumb and so forth, it pushes a lot of ducks through our area, especially if we have favoring predominant winds. So you can catch anything from, you know, from some of the odd puddle ducks like a shoveler to sea ducks like old squaws and scoters. So it's a very, very unique area. And that's why there's a lot of heritage and history of waterfowling in the St. Clair Flats. And nowadays, you know, Duran, you start to see a lot of the young people coming up into the outdoors. I like to see this stuff on social media, you know, the younger generations that are showing up, and they're doing a lot of the different species. They're not just sticking with bass fishing. They're musky fishing, or they're walleye fishing, or they're duck hunting. And I think that I'm very fortunate in this regard, because I grew up with the guys that pioneered a lot of the hunting tactics on Lake St. Clair or the flats. I mean, if I'm able to hold a seminar like I am here at Outdoorama, waterfowl duck hunting the St. Clair flats, you know, I can offer some of my best practices, some do's and don'ts, and, you know, maybe some good advice for some of these people that want to get introduced to waterfowl hunting, as we see more and more on television these days.
I got to be honest with you. I was introduced to waterfowl hunting a few years ago from a good friend of mine. We did a lot of field hunting for geese. And then I had my first layout boat experience on Saginaw Bay, which, okay, if you've never done layout bow hunting, it's very different. It's very, you know, difficult to wait for these ducks to pretty much land on top of you. But, but that said, it has by far been the most exciting thing I've ever done. And I have yet, the old squaw is on my radar for my ultimate duck. So I think I know a guy.
For you. I got a program that we hunt just the sea ducks in Huron, Duran, and we can make a long tail happen for you.
That's I tell you, I've had an opportunity to take, you know, scoters and ringnecks and things like that, but the old squaw is just such a beautiful bird that I would love to have one someday.
Gorgeous. We'll make it happen. But yeah, that layout shooting, you know, as you mentioned, it's in your face. You're laying down. We run a two-man layout bow program, and you're laying down water level. And I can't think of much that's more exciting that we're able to have around this area to have a flight of anywhere from 3 to 300 ducks coming in on you at deck level and sitting up. I don't know how many times, Durant, that I've seen in the pickup boat, watch customers sit up and just shoot holes in the sky on, you know, 75, 80 ducks, and they're gone and not one drop.
And that wasn't even me. That's the beautiful thing about it. It wasn't even me that did that.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it's that spray and pray mentality. When you have that many ducks coming in, it's so hard to focus on something, but layout blind hunting, if you've never done it, it's such an experience. And again, the ducks are so different. The way they react are so different because they're looking straight out. They're not looking downward. It's a whole nother world.
Yep. And you see massive flights of ducks out there. I have customers that haven't seen anything like it. I mean, you know, hundreds of thousands of divers out there on Lake St. Clair during the right times. You get a cold front that pushes through. It's very well weather dependent. These birds want to get south. So, you know, if you do have an unseasonably cold winter, they'll push through really quick. So your seasons, no matter if it's puddle duck hunting for mallards or diver duck hunting around our area, could be limited depending on that weather push.
Well, we're talking to somebody right now, my good friend Captain Joel Pytek of Fishhead Sport Fishing Charters, fishheadswithaz.com. Look, if you want like the ultimate experience for all things hunting and fishing, you know, like you said, walleye, muskie, smallmouth bass, duck hunting, you're going to want to check out his seminar at Outdoor Rama this weekend. You want to go see him at his booth, the Fishheads Sport Fishing Charters booth. Go see Joel. Tell him you heard it here on Wild Michigan, or find him online and book a charter. You know, again, you don't have to take our word for it as to what Joel does, but you can get in contact with him via the website, and that's how you find out more about somebody. But Joel, you can pretty much expect to be a regular here on the show throughout the course of the year, so we can talk more about what you're doing and get you familiar with the people here on the show. I don't know why. I don't think we've done that. We might have done this once before, but it hasn't been soon enough. So
No. We go back a long ways, and it's always good to catch up with you, Duran, at the outdoor shows and so forth.
Absolutely.
In fact, I was just wondering if I was going to see you in Grand Rapids, because this will be the first time we're going to be doing Grand Rapids as well with some seminars on fishing Lake St. Clair for those folks on the west side of the state.
Absolutely. You'll see us there, but find him online, fishheadswithaz.com. We'll have a link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com.
Sitting pretty good, high on a hill, looking at a field downwind.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Thanks to Captain Joel Pytek of Fishheads Sport Fishing Charters, fishheadswithaz.com. outdoorrama.com is where you find him. He'll be at Outdoorrama this weekend. Look for him in the Fish Heads booth, and he'll be doing a seminar on Lake St. Clair duck hunting, as well as he is from Harsin's Island. A great place. A great place. A great sporting location for all things hunting and fishing and duck hunting and deer hunting. It's not a big place, and again, like Joel said, it's one of those unique places to grow up on that you have this advantage with such river and big bodies of water, plus a great land to hunt and duck hunt and things of that nature that you really have to experience. And if you go to the Canadian side out of Algonac over to Wapol Island, that's another great place for a bluegill fishing and the like. So just a couple of places that I thought I would throw in. Going to bring in my good friend David A. Rose, who will be at Outdoorrama this weekend as well. David, how are you, sir?
I'm so fine, and it's unbelievable. We'll just put it that way.
You got a big weekend ahead of you because, you know, we have the Suburban Collection Showplace that Outdoorrama has been taking place in for quite some time now, and it is this weekend, but it's like 1.5 times the size it used to be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a... it's a huge event. I mean, there's a lot of events within the event. So, I mean, obviously you were talking about seminars and this and that. And, I mean, there's boats to look at. There's hunting to look at. There's fishing to get touchy-feely with. It's just, like I say, it's an event full of events.
Now, what do they do? They expanded the size of the Suburban Collection Showplace.
Oh, yeah. It's like 50% bigger than it was. It is literally a quarter mile from one wall to the other wall. And Outdoorrama is sharing also with the some of that space with the Cottage and Living Show, and so you're getting two events for one just by going to Outdoorrama. So if you know maybe your spouse isn't maybe into the hunting and fishing as much as you are, there's obviously a whole other show that your ticket is good for.
All right, well that's coming again. That's happening this weekend in Novi. Joel Pytek, Fish Heads Sport Fishing Charters, will be there. Who else is going to be there? I mean, there's seminar stages that are always going, and it's always, it's more than just fishing this time because we had the Ultimate Fishing Show in January, but this is Outdoorrama. This has been something that's been going on for a long, long time, and there's a lot of, deep roots in the hunting end of things with this as well.
Oh, there is. Unfortunately, I don't have my list right here in front of me.
That's my fault.
But I can say that it is 50-50 when it comes to hunting and fishing seminars. Big Buck Night's going to be there, I do believe. That's where they film for Michigan Out of Doors TV, the big bucks of the area and whatnot that have been taken this last fall. That's always fun. And you can be on Michigan Outdoors, too. So that's great with the hunting. And like you say, there's just seminars galore on everything from deer hunting to waterfowl to hunting, any kind of stuff, upland game. I do know there's a gentleman there that he talks about food plots and all that kind of stuff. So if you have some property that you want to build a food plot on or something, he's got the information for you. That's Ed Spinenzoa, and he does a real good job. And, yeah, it's just 50-50 hunting and fishing.
Well, you know, let's look at the fishing part of things right now because I have actually got the seminar list. Everybody that you have heard here on this show in the past couple of months will be doing a seminar at Outdoorrama. So I don't know if that means that we've done pretty well booking guests or Outdoorrama's done pretty well. I'll say it's a 50-50 trade.
Yeah, yeah. And they all have something to bring to the table, and it's never the same seminar twice. So you learn a lot. And I think the seminars are very important. I know a lot of people like to attend them.
Yeah, literally, we will have Mark Martin will be there, Captain Lance Valentine will be there, Jake Romanak will be there, Captain Wayne Carpenter. Those guys alone have been on this show in the past month and a half. Add in our good friend Captain Joel Pytek, he'll be there. Of course, you have Tom Richardson for bow hunting, Captain Kevin Backus, musky guy, our good friend Seth McCullough, Bully from Bully's Game Calls will be there doing turkey seminars. And there's just going to be so much stuff there with the hunting and the fishing aspect. John Eberhardt, who's been a regular on the show as well, will be doing seminars there. And this is the guy. This is the guy that sits in like a tree saddle. Okay, this is like a line worker swinging from a pole is how he hunts deer in high pressure deer in very tight areas. So this is definitely going to be a big show to go to.
Oh, yeah. Like you say, it's a big show, and it's real family-oriented, too. There's a lot of stuff for kids to do, the entire family. Excuse me. And, yeah, just, you know, there's birds of prey. They have live eagles and owls and all that kind of stuff. You can view some nature stuff you might not actually see unless you get outdoors.
Now, David is the voice, if you will, of Outdoorama. He is the announcer that you hear but never see because he's so stealthy wandering around.
I'm definitely easier to hide now. I'll just put it that way. I can hide behind poles a little easier now. This weight loss has been good, and it's going to help me enjoy the outdoors a lot more.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to seeing you out there. Do you have a favorite part of the show? Because you've been going for a number of years. You've pretty much seen it all. But yet you still go, even though it's work, you're still enjoying the show.
I think what I really enjoy about the show is just, you know, you can get online and you can look at outdoor items that you might want to purchase or, you know, try out someday or whatever, but you don't get touchy-feely with it. Well, at a show like this, I mean, you are hands-on right there with the people who manufacture this stuff. So they have all the questions answered for you. So, you know, if you, like you said, something about Seth and his, and, you know, all these game calls and stuff like that. I mean, he's the man building these things. You can see him right there, you can try him out, and he explains it. And I think that's what I really like about the show is, you know, we've gone into this social media kind of world. We are, you know, buying stuff online from anywhere. But yet, a show like this, you're right there. It's all right there in front of you with the people that build it.
Now, you make bring up a very good point about how we just automatically we go online, hey, that looks good, I'll buy it. It's not like going to the brick and mortar anymore to see, one, if it looks good on us, because apparently it looks good on that skinny person, it's automatically going to look good on me, right? Not so much.
Right. Go ahead.
And when you brought up Seth MacCullough and his game calls, okay, yes, he's been voted Outdoor Life best turkey, you know, call several times. But until you put that slate call in your hand or that glass call and you work that call and you hear that tone and how it resonates, that is going to be the only way that you really want to buy a call.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's great about, you know, a show like this. Even something as big as a boat, you can actually get in the boat, check it out. You know, if you're thinking about buying a boat and, you know, I wrote a book on how to rig fishing boats years ago, and that was one of the things I talked about. First thing you got to do is buy it, and you just don't go in there and buy it. You get in it, and you move around, and you check everything out. And that's what shows like these are very important for.
Yeah, they are important. And again, like you said, it's got to fit you first and foremost, and it's got to fit your budget, not what they're trying to sell you. You have to find what works for you, and that's what why these shows are so important. You can go and you can talk to the guides. You can find out what services they offer, how long they've been doing it, if they have recommendations. All of these things are right there at your fingertips at Outdoorama, and David A. Rose, amongst a host of others, will be there this weekend. It will be there again, like I said, Saturday or Sunday. I'm not quite sure which day yet, but we'll be there one, maybe both of those days.
I hope to see you both days.
No, you'll see. You'll see me anytime I'm there. I'm sure I will hunt you down. You're not that stealthy.
That's true. I'm still loud and obnoxious.
Well, that's okay. But we're speaking with David A. Rose, outdoor writer and a doggone good friend of the show here, a fishing guide up in the Traverse City area. And we're going to talk more with David here in a couple of minutes. We want to find out what he's got coming up for the spring. As the, believe it or not, there will be a melt, okay? Even in Hancock, where you guys got 110 inches of snow, it'll melt. It may not be like till July, but it's going to melt, I promise. Global warming and all. Just kidding, all right? It's Wild Michigan. Check us out online at wildmichiganradio.com.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, being brought to you by Conquest Sense, makers of VS1, Evercall. A lot of other great products coming your way, which we will be talking about in the months to come. We're going to have Doug Roberts, the deer professor, back on to talk about antler growth coming up here very soon. Because, look, we had a very, very easy winter up until most recently. So, I mean, I was driving down the road the other day down in Jackson where there is a farm with some rather large bucks in it. And even from the road, you could still see these massive racks on these deer because it's been that mild of a winter on them. And now that we've had these cold snaps, they probably just now come off. About mid to late February, these deer are finally losing their antlers, and they will be growing instantly. And we'll talk to Doug Roberts about how we may be able to help in any way, be it food plots or whatever, because we have the baiting ban going on right now and the supplemental feeding and the minerals and all the things that we like to do, but we can't. So we're going to find out which probably is going to be the best way to help with good health in our deer herd and antler growth. So be listening for that. Right now we're speaking with our good friend David A. Rose, outdoor writer, and of course he is a guide up in the Traverse City area. Very happy to have him on board here with us. About once a month, every month and a half-ish, David comes on and talks about what's coming up in the world of fishing. And David, when I think spring, even though there's plenty of good ice left on the lakes right now, on the inland lakes, I look forward to steelhead fishing. And, you know, who knows? I mean, we're going to have a big cold snap next week, but we can have a warm-up instantly after, and the runs are going to start happening.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of fishing opportunities that are going to start happening. And, you know, in my neck of the woods up in the Traverse City area, we got quite a bit of snow. Thank goodness not quite as much as UP, but we got quite a bit of snow. And it's going to melt off. And like you said, that melt-off is coming. The rivers are going to rise. I have a feeling, and this is what's happened when, you know, years like this before, the run's going to happen pretty quick. So it's not one of those things you really want to wait for. Because steelhead, they spawn in the spring. Starting in March, as soon as we start getting some runoff, those real nice chrome fish will start moving in. And a lot of times by mid to late April, the spawn is over. Any fish that were going to spawn have done so. So really, you've got about a month and a half window of really good steelhead fishing. And, you know, a lot of my buddies up there are guides and stuff like that, and they catch some amazing fish in a short period of time.
You know what? I love steelhead fishing, be it the Muskegon, the Manistee, wherever it is. Those have been a couple of fisheries that have done really well with some of our friends and myself. Some of my biggest fish have been taken on the Muskegon River. And
yeah, you know, that's one river I haven't fished quite as much as I want to, so good for you.
Well, Chad Schaub is probably one of the best guides in the state when it comes to steelhead. That dude has put us on some monster fish. I mean, he reads the river like a book. And,
oh, yeah, good guides, they know how to do that. That's their job, and they can tell you right where to cast.
Yeah, and it's just been an incredible fishery, so I suggest maybe you and I talk to Chad and get out there with our good friend Norm Smith and possibly, you know, do some steelhead fishing. But aside from that, what other type of fishing do you like look forward to in the spring? Because, I mean, yeah, we narrow it down, and a lot of people don't steelhead fish or they don't know how. Oh, you know, and maybe want to learn, but what other opportunities, spring fishing, do you look forward to?
Well, we got a good perch fishery that's been happening in the Great Lakes and even some of our inland lakes. So as soon as that ice melts, I plan on getting my boat out and going after some big old yellow bellies. And again, excuse me, the Lake Michigan and some of the lakes that are connected to it have really seen some good perch populations and a good bite going on here the last couple of years. Now, in spring, starting April, the DNR has changed the rules. So, you know, in a lot of spots, we could keep up to 50 perch per trip, or per day, excuse me. And it's going down to 25, I do believe.
It is 25. I don't have the rules. And I did. You know what? This is something I really haven't brought up on the show. We posted it up on our Facebook page. But it's going to be dropping to 25. And there's a lot of people really upset about that.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, I have some acquaintances that have kept a lot of perch the last couple of years, and they give some away, and, you know, they keep more than they need to. And I think reducing the population or the creel may help some keep the population as good as it is, especially in some of our inland lakes. Maybe they could have said Great Lakes only or inland lakes are different or whatever, but Well, it's one of those, we'll see what happens, because there's been a lot of perch that have been caught and a lot of perch that have been kept. And now maybe we'll respect the fish more and keep only those quality fish that we really want to keep.
Yeah, when you have limits like that, when you have that 50, there are people that will take that limit, you know, or over, and then bring them back to the freezer and then go back out for more, which, you know, look, we know what that per day number means. Okay, we need to keep it at that. Plain and simple. And I'll be honest, I'm not that guy because I hate cleaning fish. So yeah. I'm not taking probably anything with me. Unless it's something I really, really want to have.
I was going to say 50 perch is a lot of, that's a lot of meat, and you don't realize how much that is. And, you know, we were just talking about my weight loss and stuff, and I realize I can't eat that much anymore. And this gives me an excuse. Let's say I go out and catch my 25 perch and we eat them up. Well, guess what? I get to go fishing again.
Well, exactly. You know, again, eating them up is probably the operative thing on there. But we'll delve more into that as we go because we're not quite at that point right now. I mean, 50 perch through the ice, that's a pretty damn good day. But, again, that number being 25 and all that information is up on our Facebook page. Scroll back a few weeks and you'll see where we posted that from the Michigan DNR. And we will have somebody on from Fisheries to talk about that. A little bit more to find out exactly what went into this study, why there was a reduction. Excuse me. David A. Rose is our guest right now. What else is going on with you in your world, your frozen world, excuse me, up in Traverse City?
Yeah, like I say, the frozen world is still what it is. spring is coming, and we always seem to get that snowstorm, that nasty snowstorm, that first or second week of April, so everybody will complain about that. But like you say, I think right now I'm going to start focusing on steelhead fishing. I'm going to focus on getting my boat ready so maybe I can get out on Lake Michigan, do some brown trout trolling. That's always fun off of, you know, Ludington and Manistee and Frankfort and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, the opportunities are coming. And even the day that ice starts to come off on the inland lakes, crappie fishing, that's something a lot of people don't think of, and bluegills. But, I mean, those crappies, boom, they turn right on. They want that warmest water. And from the day ice comes out, that's always a good fishery, too.
Well, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for a lot of things. Spring turkey is coming up. The announcement, whether you got your license that you applied for, if you applied for a spring turkey anymore, I buy over the counter because there's always so many left over in our area. But March 4th will be that day, and I do believe that's a Monday that will be getting the results from the spring turkey, and when the leftover licenses go on sale, we'll announce that stuff on our Facebook page. And by all means, follow us on Facebook, follow us online on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, and you can see also that we are involved in buying and selling of vintage sporting stuff, vintage, you know, hunting and fishing stuff. David, we talked a little bit about this as well. My Michigan pick and flip business is really taking off, and if you have anything outdoors related, antique sporting related, patches or old you know, vintage bear equipment, whatever you have, let us know. You can find us through our website at wildmichiganradio.com. and David, I might have to raid your closets because I know you got some stuff laying around.
Oh yeah I got I'm not much, like I said, I'm not much of a collector, but I got too much stuff, and there might be something that somebody would love to at. Come raid.
Absolutely. Yeah, we came across some old things from a Capital City Sportsman and an Optimist, old Optimist Club sporting patches from a place in Lansing from the 40s and 50s. I tell you, we absolutely love this stuff, and if anybody has that they want to get rid of for sale, by all means, contact me via the website, wildmichiganradio.com. It's all kind of hand in hand with this business because it keeps our heritage alive.
Vintage stuff is cool. I do love looking at some of that vintage rods, reels, tackle, all that stuff, and wonder how people caught fish with it sometimes, you know?
Well, I look at that. I want, especially with the tackle. Okay, that's an area I'm not well versed in, but you know what? It gets expensive. And I just kind of look at old tackle. That's what Terry McBurney's for. You want to find out what something is worth, find that guy when he comes to the show. And he is your tackle expert. But David, I appreciate you as always. I'll let you get to the Duluth training store you're chomping at the bit to get.
Sounds like a winner. I'm sitting here in the parking lot.
You're waiting for the doors to open. And again, you can find a link to David on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. We'll throw up a link to Captain Joel Pytek as well on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, being brought to you by Conquest Sense, conquestsense.com. Find them. and find us as well on the Michigan Talk Network.